Hello and welcome to episode 0 of the Trailer House Podcast. The reason it's not episode 1 is simply because we're trying to work out if we can do this. Since it took a good 10 minutes to get to this stage, the answer's probably no, but we're going to try and battle on through anyway. My name is Nick and I'm your host this week, and with me is a duo of Chris and Adam.
Hello!
Hello!
You just made that really creepy hellos.
I just want to state that you said Chris and Adam, and I said hello first. I'm Adam and Chris.
Yeah, I'm Chris. I'm the one with a really creepy voice.
We all three would sound really creepy.
Yeah.
What we do basically here is we've got a Facebook group. We look online for all the trailers for TV, for gaming, for movies. We bring them to you people so you can see them as soon as they come out, all in one convenient place. First up is a section each week where we pick a trailer to discuss, which is tickle our fancies or disappoint us, like having a red-headed stepchild. Chris, you're first. What have you got for us?
Today, I have Captain Phillips, film starring Tom Hanks and directed by Paul Greengrass, known for other films such as Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Ultimatum and The Green Zone, so expect shaky cam in this film. basic premise is Tom Hanks plays the role of Captain Phillips, the film's namesake, who was the captain of the Maersk Alabama, I believe it's pronounced. The first sort of container ship belonging to the United States that was captured by pirates in 200 years, I think it was. Basically, it was the first successful pirate attack on a U.S. ship that attacked several other ships prior to that actual event, and it actually spiraled out of control over about 3 or 4 days.
Just tell me that Meg Ryan's not in this film.
As far as I know, she's not, no. There is a Navy SEAL, though. That might be Meg Ryan.
Well, considering that it's set on a boat and she's got a face like a fish, I thought she might show up.
It could be worse. It could be Sarah Jessica Parker. Let's face it.
There's no horses on this boat.
Seahorse.
Ah!
Yes. First gag. But let's say... Obviously, check the trailer out on the Trailer House Facebook page. I don't believe it's Twitter linked yet, but we might get around to that at some stage. Basically, Tom Hanks, cracking actor. cracking actor. I know he's going to be good. The performance, at least from him, will be decent. The film itself might be an absolute crock of it. But looks like just sort of a general drama / thriller and possibly a little bit actiony later on, especially once the US Army / Navy SEALs turn up to try and sort the situation out.
I'm watching the trailer now and there is some action going in. He's turned the hose pipe onto the pirates and he's just fired a flare gun.
Being
typical baddies, the bad guys have all got AKs and they can't hit literally the side of a boat.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hanks' first line of defense is hose, no, but then I'll use the gun. Like, he should be trying to deter some dogs on his front lawn.
Just, like, run outside waving the newspaper.
Goddamn Somalis.
The actors they've got for these Somalians are so painfully thin looking that perhaps Tom Hanks should have just offered them a sandwich.
And rather than
crackers at them instead.
Rather than ransoming me off for X amount of millions of dollars, how about a bacon sandwich?
We'll give back the Englishmen for 8,000 waffles.
I can only assume that when the US Navy turns up, that they shoot at the Somali pirates, miss, and hit a Somali school instead.
Probably
followed by a little bird gun run. But basically the actual turn of events, let's say it took around 4 days for up until the 12th of April 2009 when it actually took place. I believe what actually happened was obviously the Navy SEALs came on, shot pretty much everyone, and Captain Phillips was basically abducted again, if that's possible once you're already a hostage, by the three lead Somalis, I believe, and they dove out onto a lifeboat, and they were there for, I think, another day or two before they were eventually taken out.
So you're telling me that the Navy SEALs get on a tanker,
rescue
him, but then he goes off into a lifeboat, and then they can't find him for a day?
No, like, it's right in front of them, but obviously they can't go anywhere near it because there's three guys with AKs at Tom Hanks' head.
Harley and face in the window, just looking really pissed off, saying no.
when I was doing my research, apparently one of the Somalis shot out the window, the small porthole of this lifeboat at the Americans, and it states quite categorically that they did not return fire in this circumstance. Basically, they couldn't just go in and attack it because it was like three AKs pointed at this captain's head.
the space of a small car.
Yeah, basically, yeah, it was like a Nissan Micra. Interesting fact, for those of you who do enjoy video games, Medal of Honor Warfighter actually has the climax of this story as a little side mission.
What a twist.
Yeah, it's in there. I mean, obviously, in terms of that game, at least, the majority of it's all based on real events to some degree. But, yeah,
I think that's what I've done there. I've just made the horrible, horrible mistake of you went Medal of Honor, and it literally went World War II, and then just kind of assumed that this had happened, like, 60 years ago.
Yeah. 6 years. 6 years. One too many zeros.
The image I got when you said that there's a mission of Medal of Honor, this is just that the mission starts, and there's just your gun inside of the small boat. And it just turns up a manic shootout where there's just literally just you and three Somalians and a hostage inside of a lifeboat.
Pretty much, yeah. But like I say, obviously, you line up your shot and it's all dramatic. And first time I apparently got Tom Hanks killed. Not my fault. Not my fault at all.
To be fair, though, this looks like a pretty solid film. There's not a lot out there that Tom Hanks is in that shit. This man even managed to make You've Got Mail watchable.
and that shouldn't have happened.
That really shouldn't have happened.
It is.
Like I say, the trailer looks great. Obviously, myself that posted it, I'd mentioned that, the whole Somali pirate thing intrigues me, purely because you've got this massive ship with poses and a really angry Academy Award winner firing flares at you, and somehow still manage to hook a ladder on and climb on. Why don't they just unhook the ladder? Fair enough, they're being shot at, you know, which is going to be scary. You know, having not been actually shot at with an AK whilst on a boat, I can't really comment, I don't think, at least with any real knowledge on it. But, just, like, unhook it and laugh at them as they fall in the water. You know, they're too skinny. They're not going to be able to swim for long.
Just to begin with that sentence that you said, basically, oh, he's an Academy Award winner. Is that if that qualifies him to handle a flare gun? Like, so if they, oh, he's an Academy Award winner. He clearly must be adept at handling firearms.
Put it this way, Adam. If I was in an emergency situation and Tom Hanks was there, that guy can fire the flare gun. You know, he's earned that. I don't have a Golden Globe. Yeah, what right do I have to stop him firing the flare?
But just being in two films with Meg Ryan.
Actually, yeah. Wow.
To be honest with you, this is just another case of that you should always keep a cauldron of hot magma by the side of your ship in case somebody tries to take it with a ladder. I've learned from medieval films is that keeping hot magma around is always a benefit.
I like to keep long bowmen in the holes just for this occasion.
Thanks, Chris. That was really good. Adam, you got your choice there?
Yeah, I have mine. Just before I move on, though, Chris, out of five being the best, what would you give the trailer and thus the film?
From what I've seen, I would say 4 out of 10. I've got to admit, or 4 out of 5 even, as you initially laid out. The only real sort of downside I can think of is, how much can you really run? You know, just a hostage situation on a boat. There's got to be a lot of backstory, I think, thrown in there as well to a degree. But then again, it may only be 90 minutes. So, you know, you never know. Either way, Oscars for Tom Hanks. He'll get them.
Has he already got one? Did we not discuss this the day earlier? Has he not already got an Oscar? And we're just kind of assuming he hasn't. Are we thinking of Leonardo DiCaprio again?
Tom Hanks must have an Oscar. He has to have.
No, he's an Academy Award winner, and I'm pretty sure that's an Oscar. This also shows how little we actually know about films. don't know what an Oscar is.
He won an Oscar for Philadelphia, where he was alongside man with HIV.
Yep. Indeed he did.
Top skills, mate.
Surely he must have won one for
that was
Forrest
all off the top of my head. I didn't Google that at all.
Oh, you have an encyclopedic knowledge of Tom Hanks.
Luckily, I had Shush. Tom Hanks' I Love You book next to us, so...
surely he must have got one for Forrest Gump. He must have. For that.
You would have thought so, but Forrest Gump wasn't that much of a success, I don't think, when it first came out. Again, that could be just made up in a lie.
Yeah, you're definitely not using Google for that one. Definitely.
I'm to Google it because I'm deep into the awards that Tom Hanks has won. He's the man.
Trying to climb out from under them.
Let me go on the flare gun, Tom. I'm on IMDb.
You won an Oscar for best leading actor, best leading role in Forrest Gump. Yeah, I'm by no way in any means on IMDb right now.
Empire Award.
We like to keep it impartial here at the house, don't we? We like to keep it impartial.
Thanks for that, Chris. Right, then we're going to move on to Adam. Adam, what you got for this week?
This week, the trailer from about 3 weeks ago that I posted up was the Watch Dogs trailer. Watch Dogs game coming up for current generation consoles and next generation consoles. There's a bit of a to-do about it at the minute because a lot of people are kind of thinking, how can you make something that's on current generation that's also going to work and look good on the next generation, that's meant to be like, you know, above and beyond kind of thing. To be honest with you, I couldn't find any solid answers about how it's being developed online. I mean, there probably is some out there, but, you know, the prep I had, I didn't get a chance to find anything of that nature. So, interesting to see how that would pan out. And if anybody out there in podcast world knows, I want to find out as well. So, drop us a line.
I've got a suggestion.
Say again, sir.
I've got a suggestion. Speaking of that, I know exactly what you mean now. Obviously, when it was first announced, there was the mumblings of PlayStation 4 and Xbox 7096 or whatever it is. And I believe in terms of that, I think what it is the software development is all being done on the next generation version. So it's primarily next generation gaming. And then they're making it backwards compatible, for lack of a better description, for the current generation. Because basically,
cancel the notification. Then Chris has me sorted. I'm just being dense.
It's just the logical approach of let's make the game on this spanking new console and then downgrade it for the current gen, rather than making it for the current gen, then trying to upgrade it and make it look better.
The funny thing there is that I was just listening the other day, and the Rockstar started getting the people in for Grand Theft Auto 5. They obviously brought them round. It was IGN I was listening to, and they went in and they said the game was glorious, fantastic looking, assuming it was a PS4 version that they were playing. It was actually, in fact, the PS3. It was the PS3 version that they actually showed them, and they said the game was glorious looking, just lots and lots of detail. Lots in, literally pushing the PS3 to the, to just the bitter end of what it's able to do, flogging it. But the game went. I'll be honest with you, I don't think you'll see much of a difference in quality of what you're able to do in the current gen and the next gen. I think it's going to look a damn sight prettier on the next gen.
I agree with it. Sorry just to interrupt, guys, there. Just for anybody out here that doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, which is entirely possible. Three northern guys talking about something on the internet with really bad mics. It probably doesn't translate very well. Watch Dogs is a game coming out, as we've just mentioned there, on current and next gen. It's essentially a spy, open world, Grand Theft Auto, Assassin's Creed clone jiggery with loads of high-tech elements to it. The long and short of it are, you are a guy by the name of Aiden Pierce. Your family have been wronged and you are essentially out to get vengeance. It's a vengeance story.
What a twist!
Get out of the press.
Full of vengeance. Full of vengeance.
Currently got a release date, which I don't expect to be pushed back, but I mean, you know, whatever sort of these days. Release date for 22nd November this year. It's got an 18 rating at the minute, so we're expecting some heavy violence, sex and drugs and all that jazz. Being published by Ubisoft, but actually being developed by Ubisoft Montreal as well. Ubisoft Montreal are the guys that were responsible for the Assassin's Creed series, Prince of Persia series, Rainbow Six series, off the top of your head, done a whole load of other stuff as well. But that's
excellent
the cult.
Games there, to be fair. Some excellent games.
Yeah,
it's got a good pedigree.
You can tell just looking at the trailer, again, check it out, you guys, on Facebook, check us out, Trailer House, you can see where all of the Assassin's Creed knowledge that they've built over the last 5 years has gone into this. Because to a heavy gamer such as myself and you guys, I've often wondered, is this like the next logical step for them? Are they going to wrap Assassin's Creed up and then continue with this new IP? Which kind of makes sense to my head, but, you know, whatever.
I don't think they will, because they're re-releasing the new Assassin's Creed now, aren't they? The pirate one.
Yeah, it's getting a bit thin on the ground, the old Assassin's Creed. I mean, we'll cover that in like a future podcast when that trailer drops. But
the world's screaming. You know, do ninjas, do revolutionary France, something a bit more modern. No, pirates. Everybody likes pirates.
Everywhere likes pirates.
They probably just went, no, look, to be honest, we've done a lot of the ships already in the last one. This is just easy.
That's exactly what they've done.
I think the Assassin's Creed guys is they're going to try and do like a Call of Duty where you're going to have a game a year. You're going to have a lot of development time.
So basically what you're saying, Nick, is next year, unless, is it Black Flag, I think it's called, comes out next year? So presuming, you know, sort of the year after that or whenever it is, we're going to get, you know, sort of Blue Flag, more boats, Assassin's Creed 6, you know, whatever it is.
It's going to go on to Assassin's Creed Bismarck. It's just you run around the Bismarck during the Battle of the...
That's the worst Assassin's Creed was. Kill the Bismarck. Done. Game over.
Just him stabbing an 18-inch gun. to go back there, Adam, you said that the game was due when? November?
November the 22nd is the current release date. We'll see what goes on with that. Christmas title, definitely.
That's an indication, and that's when the next-gen PlayStation and Xbox is going to drop. Because I can't imagine them dropping this game for current gen and then waiting months for the next.
I think the plans are, I mean, Game and World at the minute, try and get out the next Xbox and the next PlayStation 4 for Christmas this year, isn't it? I think, from last I heard. So, yeah, it'll probably be like a launch title for it, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Just to quickly mention this, guys, again, sorry, before I move on. The guy that's directing this game is a guy by the name of Kun Chan. That's Kunchang. He did all the art direct work on Fifth Element, the film, and he did all the artwork design for Hellboy 2 as well.
Nice.
He's got his hands in some pretty, pretty films. I mean, not commercially successful by any means, but, I mean, visually appealing, fantastic. And already what I've seen of the trailer, graphics-wise, and just the aesthetic of everything, I'm all about this. I want all my base to belong to this game.
Yeah, that was something I was going to mention as well, was just for the sake of the trailer, I've got to admit that not watching the most recent one posted on there on the house page.
Shut up.
You're only happy because you won the little game.
Yeah. Victorious.
just for the record, Aliens is the best film. Can't deny that.
Apparently it's not the best trailer, though, and that's what counts.
It's definitely not the gayest trailer. I was Running Man.
Running Man is pretty camp. That's some high spandex, mate.
I'm disappointed in the Running Man. Hey, I like that was literally failed to even launch, but I don't care because it's fantastic. The film's amazing.
Also, it's worth to mention, I don't know if anybody had, obviously on here had listened to this, watched the trailers, but there's an awful lot of Terminator music in there.
Yeah.
Because I watched the first one relatively quietly, and I didn't realise that, but after a rewatch, I can do naught but agree. It seems like the Terminator music was in hot supply in the 80s, so yeah.
When was Terminator? 84, was it, or 82?
83, 84, I think it was.
It must be like, you know, obviously, you know, like now where you watch modern trailers, and you'll go, that's the bit of music from Terminator, that's a bit of music from Transformers, or that's the horns from Inception.
Yeah, it's what you guys were saying earlier,
we own the rights to this, so if you want to use it for anything else, you can. Either that or they keep getting the guy with the horn in from...
I was going to say, he's got a pretty lucrative gig at the moment, he's raking it in. Just very quickly, just before we finalise up Watch Dogs there, the very first trailer that drops, you know, where you've got the guy walking down the street and you've got all the sort of like hacked mobile phones popping up. Like I said, I mean, I don't know whether that's maybe going to be streamlined in-game for, you know, like your mission objectives, which it'll be a massive disappointment if they do that. You know, a bit like the sort of mini objectives in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, Lucas,
so far I did a bit of research about this, just to sort of quickly jump in, because I think literally exactly what you're talking about. So far in the game, at any one point in time, if you it helps you achieve an objective, you can, and this is the list of stuff, but not excluding things or other stuff to this, you can hack transport, such as trains and buses, traffic lights, traffic posts, so it stops obviously traffic going forwards, like we've seen in the trailer, utilities, such as electric boxes, lights in the street lamps, things like that. You can hack nuclear test sites, whatever the hell that means.
Well, that's isn't it? We can hack your bus and also nuclear test sites.
That just seems very irresponsible.
All through Nokia 3310, fantastic. You can also hack water supplies as well to cut off water. And you can also like hack security systems, bridges, ATMs, and other little tidbits. And it's all in real time, so it's essentially you're walking down the street in the game, not on a mission, just doing stuff, and then it'll pop up with, this is this guy's information, you accept it, it's a submission, you go do it. Simple as.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I've read that online as well, where your sub missions are, people have certain percentages, so it'll go like, this guy's got a 95% chance of being a victim, and then this guy's got a 95% of being a bastard. And then you go, well, I'll watch this for a bit and see what happens. Oh, sure enough, there he goes. But what's clever is,
watch
though,
this Tyneside edition. 95% a bastard. Apparently the...
Sorry, just to finish off what I was saying there, this also as well happens if you're in the game or not. So there's one, for example, I've shown recently where the guy's having a text conversation that you intercept, and he's basically saying, look, I need to know where this guy is, he raped my wife. So you go, well, I'm going to follow him because clearly he's going to murder somebody. And sure enough, you follow him to an alley. Guy pulls a gun on the rapist. And in this video that they showed, the player just watched it and just let him do it. So you've got, not only do you when you get a mission, you go, right, I have to do that. You can also...
Too busy masturbating.
Hiding in the alley. what I was going to say there is, in terms of picking and hacking like the cameras and stuff like that, is apparently the multiplayer, which generally on sort of third person actiony games I'm not too keen on, like say Assassin's Creed, but on this one apparently I could jump into your game and start hacking up your sort of area, disrupting your cameras and stuff like that you're using to try and complete like your objectives. So it's sort of like that hacking thing, and I mean presumably you're going to end up like competitive, trying to bump each other off, but you're basically using each other's cameras against each other and sort of doing all that sort of business, which may be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, definitely, super excited, super stoked. I think that's it from me on that particular topic. I mean, I've got the list of guys that are actually voicing the game, but it's so early and none of the characters correlate to anything we know yet, so it's kind of pointless.
Nolan North is actually not in it.
We've got Maurice. Aiden Pierce. We've got a guy by the name of T-Bone. We've got Joe DiMaggio, and a main character, none of which are Nolan North, unfortunately.
Maybe Nolan North's playing Joe DiMaggio. he will be in there. Every game has Nolan North in, and he might be just voicing another actor.
You're the voice of all the cars.
In fact, I'm actually Nolan North. little known fact there.
Okay, thanks for that, Adam. What we're going to do now is go to my choice, and I have chose this week the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. official trailer. So excited. I'm a massive Marvel fan.
Nursing it.
Out of the three people sat on this podcast, only one of us enjoyed Iron Man 3, and that was me. These two
are
idiots.
Brain damage.
You've got to play the odds, man. You've got to play the odds.
Basically, what happens in this one is that this is set in the Marvel movie universe, as they've called it now. So they've got the separate universes of, obviously, their comics, and whatever happens in their comics, it happens in their comics. Their movie universe only takes into account the TV show and the films. Obviously, they will lean from certain parts of the comics, as you would imagine, but not necessarily follow what would happen in the comics. For example, in the comics, there's a spoiler for you. If you haven't read a comic in the last 10 years, Thor's dead. Actually, he's probably back by now. In the movie universe, obviously, that's never going to happen, and it's not going to happen at all. Speaking of your main heroes, which is obviously your Phase 1 and your Phase 2 and even your Phase 3 characters, you will not see them in this TV series. Marvel have already confirmed that you won't see any of their A-listers in here. Obviously, there'll be massive references to it. Even in the trailers you watch now, you'll see that the woman that's running the website showing images of the Hulk from the Avengers film, they're showing images of Iron Man flying about. So obviously they're going to reference it. The TV series is going to be pretty much, if you imagine, like an episode of The X-Files, where the agents will go and investigate various things, which will be, you know, various superheroes and supervillains sort of coming to the front. Now, the big question on this is, how and why is Agent Coulson alive? Or is he not?
It's a witch. It's a witch.
Now, witch. I'll not say, but I actually know the answer to this because I went and spoke it for myself today online. So I'm going to throw this over to Adam and Chris. Any ideas how you think he's going to be alive? All that. PCP?
Did you say PCP?
Has Tony Stark created him an arc reactor that's living in his chest?
Very possibly, yeah. Well, what I thought, I was saying to Mick earlier on, whilst we were supposed to be working, he'll never make us do it. I think one of two options. Either it was just in the film, not actually a fatal wound, just straight up. They might just play it as straight-faced as that, the medics save him. Or what I think would be sort of a pretty cool one is... if it was a case of, obviously, Nick Fury throws the cards for Captain America and that triggers the Avengers to basically get together and go for the finale of the film, I like the idea of not only doing that, but actually lying about the medics calling that Coulson's died. Just for that extra nudge, so he says, or push, I think is the American word, to get the Avengers to basically form up.
There is a witchcraft as well that's been banned around. Obviously, the Marvel Universe is known for, I believe they're called real-life models. That doesn't sound right, but I think it's close enough. So, you know, the theory is that the Coulson that you're seeing in the TV show isn't, in fact, the Coulson that you know.
Yeah.
Or the one that you saw in the Avengers isn't the real Coulson.
Right. It's
Mystique. Mystique from the X-Men. She got stabbed.
It's just Mystique.
It's just Mystique. Somebody dies, it was Mystique.
But obviously, look at the trailer. I think the basic layout is going to be, it's going to be, you know, an investigation each week. Let's go and find out what this is, what that's doing. Watching the trailer, though, I mean, the dialogue, you can go in, you can see it's got Whedon sort of all.
Full banter.
Such high hopes for this. You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good banter. They seem to have a really decent budget for as well. Obviously, the trailer that we're looking at is all from the pilot. And they're well known for throwing more money at a pilot than they would do for...
Yeah, like the rest of the series.
Yeah.
I like the idea of everybody just like walking around with like little red trucks and stuff for cars. That's sort of spend all the money on CGI in the first one. Another thing I was thinking about today at work, which I didn't mention, was obviously the general format looks a bit X-File-y, you know, find the heroes, you know, keep them on the straight and narrow, stop them turning evil and so on. I wonder if you're going to potentially see... Just a random thought, you know, sort of like your Russian, you know, mutation superheroes. Obviously, even your terrorist sort of cells.
Fox has got the rights to any mutant in the Marvel universe, regardless of what it is. But even in the Marvel, our Marvel universe that we're talking about today, they can't mention mutants. They can't mention the word. There's no characters that can have that mutants. That's all owned by Fox.
Wow.
I think what they've also said as well is that there are going to be obviously known heroes and villains you've never heard of before. A lot of constraints for budgets means that they're not going to be able to put some, you know, the truly big ones in. Praying to God you're going to see the some really good sort of like, you know, Marvel bad guys. Hopefully we'll see some really interesting and good Marvel sort of heroes as well. Doc Strange, for example, I really want to see. I really want to see Doc Strange, but I don't know if they're going to save him for a film.
Well, see, I think he's one of the... I'm sure I heard it was greenlit. I'm sure Doctor Strange is getting his own film. I'd say, I mean, it's like your lesser heroes, as it were, your B-listers, which would feature more. I know they've said that, you know, you're not going to have, like, Robert Downey Jr. turning up and talking on the telly or something like that. But that's not to say that you might, like, in the background at least, you know, see Iron Man in the suit flying past, you know, in the background.
I think you're going to see that. I think what you will see is you're going to see a lot of Stark Industry stuff. If you watch the trailer, there's a lot of tech being used, and it looks like very advanced tech. I think there are going to be any amount of references to what you would call the A-list heroes. But I very much doubt you're going to see them beyond clips used from the previous films.
Docked out
to look like news reports.
I think it was you, Mick, mentioned it before, that there was like little clever references in like the animated series for the Marvel stuff. Might have been like the X-Men, you know, like on the sort of screen in the background, you see like a web catch some rubble and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like along those lines. The 90s. What they can say is that that's doing the rounds on the internet at the moment, and Marvel's actually come out and sort of denied it, is that one of the actors in the film, in the TV series, apologies, is J. August Richards. Now, you might know him as Charles Gunn on Angel. Now, he's cast in an unspecified role in the pilot, and when they were asked, you know, is this going to be Luke Cage? Because, you know, they put two and two together. He seems to be a strong character that can jump and catch people and run off quickly. Obviously, being black, it sort of screams Luke Cage. They've come out, Marvel, and they've basically let the executive producer, Jeffrey Bell, come out and said, you know, not necessarily, I mean, we're going to draw from the comics, but Marvel is its own thing. We're also not going to be expanding forward in this world. It's a difference since the Avengers. Since I think that there will be people showing up, some from Marvel Universe and some not. And they've said, basically, he's not going to be Luke Cage, which is a bit of a shame, because I would really like to see Luke Cage character. As well, I think what's going to happen is, as this series hits, and it plays out, and everyone's going to go, who we're going to see, who we're going to see. It'd be interesting to see who we're not seeing, as it might give an indication of what we're going to see on the film. For example, I don't think we're going to see an Ant-Man, because we know the Ant-Man film's coming out. So if we don't see a Doctor Strange in this, does that mean he's going to get his own film?
I would still class him as quite a major character for Marvel. Maybe he's not as much as, obviously, your Iron Mans and your Spideys and stuff like that, but he's definitely one of the sort of, I would say, more well-known ones. I mean, I'm not a massive sort of follower of the Marvel sort of comic universe, but I certainly know Doctor Strange at least as well. It would be really nice to see even just like little background, you know, Spidey swing past just in between the gaps in the buildings or something that.
But you're not going to see that because only the cartoon rights and the comic rights are owned. Your Spider-Mans and your X-Mens and your Mutants, you're not going to see either on the Marvel films or the Marvel TV show, which is not going to happen. Unless, I know Fox has took on Mark Miller, which...
Yeah. Oh, wow, cool.
Adam's a big fan of there with, you know, Red Sun and such like.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass. He was taken by Fox as a liaison between Marvel Studios and Fox. The reason for that is because obviously Marvel Studios, when they started, bring a lot of their comic writers in and say, look, what can we do for the open universe? Because these guys live and breathe it. Fox never did that. It's when here's a writer, here's a character, we go and sort something out. It shows a good indication that maybe Fox is getting on the old money train.
Definitely.
Whether this would have happened before or after Disney taking over is another thing. But I think Disney's going to be more of a case of no Fox, we're not interested, go away. It was rumoured, heavily rumoured actually, and it might actually be in the DVD extras, I'm not sure, that Osborne Towers was supposed to appear in the Avengers film.
Now, I heard about this.
Amazing Spider-Man. But it was just going to be referenced in this, and that was supposed to be their way of saying, look, we're going to start... not seeing each other's characters in the films, but we're going to show that this is an extended sort of universe between the two. But that was dropped for whatever reason. Personally, I think Disney probably won't have anything to do with it. They're too big to care.
Yeah. I think at this point in time, we've got so much money, I don't care about your extra money, because we've got all the money.
So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's coming out at some point soon. Very, 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 very excited.
Couldn't be impressed.
Right, and that's it, guys.
Sweet.
Let us just stop this recording. Done, and that's it. So that's the first podcast done. I think that went really well.
Yeah, so that, I mean, definitely get that up, Mick. Even if it's like shit, just still put it on YouTube or whatever and just share it with us. I really want
to
hear it.
But to be honest with you, I'm gonna put it up anyway because I want one to listen to it on my phones. I want one to sort of, because I think we should listen to every podcast we do, because like from a personal example, I can go, I've talked too much in that bit. I talked over too many people.
Yeah.
Next time we do it, I need to keep more of an eye on that.
Yeah, Yeah. Cool. Totally agree with you, mate. But yeah, also as well, top success. And Skype, surprisingly easy once it fucking cooperates.
Chris, did you record any of that as well, mate?
Poor thing, mate.
Just in case. It
ran for the full 45 or so minutes that it was there. I've literally just clicked the close button and it's disappeared now. So, I'll probably play it back anyway once we get off here and have a listen to it anyway, just in its sort of basic form.
Yeah.
But, because, you know, I've got to listen to myself.
Kanye West ego.
But, I'm sure that's in there.
I don't think it went really well.
Cool. But James, it's been an honour and a pleasure, but I'm going to go and get some goddamn food because I'm starving.
Yes, no problem at all, Adam. Thank you very much, mate, and we'll speak tomorrow at work.
Yes, certainly shall. Speak soon, lads. Take care.
Thanks. Chris, can you do us a favour? Can you go and see if your file's there? Because I've got a file, but then I've got some temp files I haven't taken.
Yes.
I'm a bit concerned that it hasn't recorded.
I've got Pyroboy plus unknown. Right, so okay.
I've got a problem here, Chris. I think this hasn't. Actually, no. Yesterday you said that the file didn't show up straight away, did it?
Yeah, yeah. There's three files here, on my thing, but like I say, these all seem to be us fucking around from before. But like I say, I mean, if you think about it, if it's processing all this, you know, 40 minutes of stuff, you know, that's you know, sort of a good 30, 40 meg of information. You know, as I say, it may take a while.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because I'm a bit concerned there that we've recorded that and nothing's...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has. Tell you what, I'm going to hang up the call, because I wonder if maybe that's...
Might be what kicks it off.
Yes, it's been recording, but you know the call's still active.
Aye,
you know what I mean.
I'll edit it now, mate. I'll call you in a second.
No bother.
Cool.
What we'll do is move on now. Obviously, yep. Our bread and butter on Trailer House is the Facebook group where daily we post movie trailers, gaming trailers, and also anything from TV as well that comes up and is brand new. What we'll have a look at now is we'll see what's been popular in the last 7 days. Now you guys don't know what the top three of each is at the minute, so I think you'll be quite surprised at it. So we're going to do TV first. This one is probably slightly easier. At number three is the S.H.I.E.L.D. teaser, which is not the 6 second one, but the 35 second one. At number two is Arrested Development season 4 on Netflix, which I'm personally very excited about because I love that show.
Yeah.
And if you can bring back Arrested Development Netflix, you can bring back Firefly. It's all
bring it back. I don't joke about new episodes, you swine. I saw you do it.
And number one of the TV show, go on, take a guess. I bet you can't guess in a million years.
Oh, the TV shows?
What was the most watched TV show this week, what we posted?
Ah, right, okay. I thought that would have went under the whole Arrested Development with it being a TV show, but on Netflix kind of thing.
Nope, Arrested Development was number two. The main trailer that we've seen today with 122 views so far is the S.H.I.E.L.D. main trailer.
Yes.
Right, okay. Yes. So the 35-second and the 3-minute one are both in the top three.
That's true. To be fair, the entire top three would have also included the 6 second one, but I thought I'd give something else a chance and left that one out.
Yeah. Literally, people can't get enough of that shield. Goddamn love it. Goddamn love it.
On to gaming now. At number three, it was Bureau XCOM Declassified.
Yes, cool. Definitely looking forward to that.
I'm personally looking forward to because I'm a massive XCOM Enemy Unknown fan, so I'm
really upset by this, guys, actually. That trailer, like, obviously when it went up and stuff and we had a look at it, I preferred the 2011 version of, like, the...
Yes, I've got to agree, like, with you there, Adam.
The crazy monoliths and, like, the first person, like, sort of backyard.
I think that's still been part of the game, but rather than it just being outright first person, they're bringing in the squad player. So it's going to be more like, I think, if I said Band of Brothers, like that sort of thing, like you'd move your guys, but it's not going to be as...
It's not going to be as strategic as, say, XCOM Enemy Unknown, where turn-based game. It's going to be like Band of Brothers, where you go, right, use flank left, and I'm going to just stand here and wail on them. personally, I'm very interested to see the sort of setting. I quite like that idea of the early 60s, late 50s yeah. suburban America, which you never normally see, because normally they'll just lob you into New York, and then, you know, what you've seen a thousand times.
Yeah. We think in co-op for this, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think so. It'll be all bells and whistles for it, to be honest. I would imagine as well it'll be quite an, like the XCOM at the minute, it's going to probably be quite hard to find. They're not going to ship, like, a million and millions of copies. They're going to ship a really good amount of copies, make a lot of profit on it, and the game's going to be hard as sin to try and find, you know, when you're looking second-hand. Number two on the list is Lego Marvel. Who doesn't like Lego games, and who doesn't like Marvel, therefore...
Me. I don't like Lego games.
What?
I don't like Lego games. I just don't like Lego games. I'm sorry. I just don't like Lego games.
Right now, on this first podcast, you've listened to me. Now understand that Adam has no soul.
Yeah. I don't care. Give me some real Lego. I don't want this digital faggotry Lego. I don't want any of that. I want some real Lego. No, seriously, though. I know they've got the charm, but I'm like, there's not a difference enough in the games for me. They are essentially the same game with a story tacked onto them, or like a skin tacked onto them. Like Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, Star Wars. It's all exactly the same. Because there isn't a real story, we know the story because we watch the films. So it's just like a skin. You're buying a 40 quid skin for exactly the same game.
What's going to be interesting, this is because obviously it's a Lego Marvel game. All the rights for all the characters are in this. So you're going to have your Spider-Man fighting alongside of Iron Man and stuff. I mean, personally, it's going to be a fun game, but I don't think it's for a serious gamer. It's for, you know, it's for kids. Or for kids who've got kids, you know, that kind of thing.
For the parents that really want to joke that their kids want to play but don't know about themselves.
Not at all. What's really, the next one, number one, which I still can't get my head around, this the one that was the number one gaming video of last 7 days, had if you compare... Lego Marvel and XCOM together, you then got the result of the number of views for War Thunder, a trailer that showed absolutely nothing.
There's metal in it.
I hate to, when they go, here's a teaser trailer. You're showing us what? I don't understand. It's either Battlefield 4. Here's some tank tracks. Can you show us some people shooting? What am I going to be playing here?
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I didn't even need to watch that trailer to understand what the hell was going on, because it was essentially, nobody knows, and then that was kind of it, so I was like, alright, okay, there's literally no point, I won't learn anything.
Check out our sweet textures.
What's even better is, in the description for this trailer I posted, I went, this trailer shows you nothing, and it's still got the most amount of views. Yeah. Overall, out of all of them, including the TV, gaming and movies, this came second. This was the second most viewed.
Bizarre. Have we just completely like negated its existence up until now? Has it been really, really like closely followed by everybody and we just haven't realised?
We must just be so out of the loop with it. We'll have to be in the description.
Yeah. Welcome to the Drill House Podcast, guys!
Moving on to the movies now. Number three is Gravity, which is the Sandra Bullock spins in space film. Number two, a personal favourite of Chris's, I know, is going to be Despicable Me 2.
Yes. Do love the Minions. Do love them. Cracking film. If you have never genuinely watched Despicable Me, seriously check it out. It's absolutely amazing. Brilliant. You know, there's jokes for grown-ups, jokes for kids. You know, I mean, the Minions by themselves is enough entertainment, especially for young kids.
It's DreamWorks do this, isn't it?
I'm
a big fan of the DreamWorks stuff. How to Raise Your Dragon, How to Train Your Dragon, even.
Yeah.
I don't even know the name. And also,
just that film. I watched it by accident, like round about Christmas time. Oh my god, Jesus! It's all the feels.
I went to watch that as a 31-year-old grown man, and I came out of the cinema going to my wife, I need a dragon. There's nothing more legitimately cash money than going to work on a freaking dragon, and I need to do that. Yeah. And I was upset that that wasn't the case. At number one, the most watched movie trailer this week, which was the third most watched overall, another one I can't get my head around, is what looks to be the horrendous Gallo Walkers, which is what
really?
Clearly the love for Wesley Snipes, I only appreciate what that truly means to people.
Right. Yeah. You know what I love about Wesley Snipes, right? Wesley Snipes went to prison for tax evasion, right? Then Wesley Snipes came out of prison for tax evasion and then immediately committed tax evasion again, right? And then went back to prison, right? That's literally the stupidest criminal plan ever. What I'll do is commit exactly the same crime because they won't expect me to do that again.
The last thing they think I'll do.
Yeah. No, Snipes, no. The last thing they thought you'd do is actually pay your fucking taxes.
Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe like he went in and went, look, generally, I didn't know how to do my taxes. I'm sorry. They should have educated him in prison how to do the taxes, because when they released him, he just made the same mistake again.
Yeah, yeah.
He just got took away again, just shaking his head going, I still don't know how to do it. You should have helped.
I told you.
See, the mistake you make there, Snipes, is by learning from criminals. Right? Criminals will not show you how to do your taxes, right?
Anybody won't, it'll be criminals. Right then, remember, podcast listeners, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Blogspot. If you look in the description underneath this very thing you're listening to, be it the YouTube video version or the SoundCloud version, you'll see all the links to all the descriptions below. So it's goodbye from Chris.
Yo, bye.
And creepy. And goodbye from Adam.
See you a bit, guys. Chris, you're the creepiest man I know.
And it's good to me. And I'll see you all next week. Bye bye.
See you later, guys.
Right, guys, what we're going to do there is, because I've completely missed out my section, you'll see that the woman that's running the website showing images of the Hulk from the Avengers film, they're showing images of Iron Man flying about. So obviously they're going to reference it. The TV series is going to be pretty much, if you imagine, like an episode of The X-Files, where the agents will go and investigate various things, which will be, you know, various superheroes and supervillains sort of coming to the front. Now, the big question on this is, how and why is Agent Coulson alive, or is he not?
It's a witch.
Now, witch. I'll not say, but I actually know the answer to this because I went and spoke it for myself today online. So I'm going to throw this over to Adam and Chris. Any ideas how you think he's going to be alive? Or not?
Did you say PCP?
Has Tony Stark created him an arc reactor that's living in his chest?
Very possibly, yeah. Well, what I thought, I was saying to Mick earlier on, whilst we were supposed to be working, you'll never make us do it. I think one of two options. Either it was just in the film, not actually a fatal wound, just straight up. They might just play it as straight-faced as that, the medics save him. Or what I think would be sort of a pretty cool one is... if it was a case of, obviously, Nick Fury throws the cards for Captain America and that triggers the Avengers to basically get together and go for the finale of the film, I like the idea of not only doing that, but actually lying about the medics calling that Coulson's died. Just for that extra nudge, so he says, or push, I think is the American word, to get the Avengers to basically form up.
There is a good option as well that's been banned around. Obviously, the Marvel Universe is known for, I believe they're called real-life models. That doesn't sound right, but I think it's close enough. So, you know, the theory is that the Coulson that you're seeing in the TV show isn't, in fact, the Coulson that you know.
Yeah.
Or the one that you saw in the Avengers isn't the real Coulson.
Hmm.
Right.
Mystique from the X-Men. She got stabbed.
It's just Mystique.
It's just Mystique. Somebody dies, it was Mystique.
But obviously, look at the trailer. I think the basic layout is going to be, it's going to be, you know, an investigation each week. Let's go and find out what this is, what that's doing. Watching the trailer, though, I mean, the dialogue, you can go and you can see it's got Whedon sort of all.
Full banter.
Such high hopes for this. You know, it's going to be good. It's going to be good banter. They seem to have a really decent budget for as well. Obviously, the trailer that we're looking at is all from the pilot. And they're well known for throwing more money at a pilot than they would do for...
Yeah, like the rest of the scenes.
Yeah.
I like the idea of everybody just like walking around with like little red trucks and stuff for cars. spend all the money on CGI in the first one. Another thing I was thinking about today at work, which I didn't mention, was obviously the general format looks a bit X-File-y, you know, find the heroes, you know, keep them on the straight and narrow, stop them turning evil and so on. I wonder if you're going to potentially see... Just a random thought, you know, sort of like your Russian, you know, mutation superheroes. Obviously, even your terrorist sort of cells.
Your Fox has got the rights to any mutant in the Marvel Universe, regardless of what it is. But even in the Marvel, our Marvel Universe that we're talking about, they can't mention mutants. They can't mention the word. There's no characters that can have that in mutants. That's all owned by Fox.
Wow.
I think what the boss has said as well is that there are going to be obviously known heroes and villains you've never heard of before. A lot of constraints with budgets means that they're not going to be able to put some, you know, the truly big ones in. Praying to God we're going to see the some really good sort of like, you know, Marvel bad guys. Hopefully we'll see some really interesting and good Marvel sort of heroes as well. Doc Strange, for example, I really want to see. I really want to see Doctor Strange, but I don't know if they're going to save him for a film.
Well, see, I think he's maybe one of the... I'm sure I heard it was greenlit. I'm sure Doctor Strange is getting his own film. Your lesser heroes, as it were, your B-listers, which would feature more. I know they've said that, you know, you're not going to have, like, Robert Downey Jr. turning up and talking on the telly or something like that. But that's not to say that you might, like, in the background at least, you know, see Iron Man in the suit flying past, you know, in the background.
I think you're going to see that. I think what you will see is you're going to see a lot of Stark Industry stuff. If you watch the trailer, there's a lot of tech being used, and it looks like very advanced tech.
Yeah.
I think there are going to be any amount of references to what you would call the A-list heroes. But I very much doubt you're going to see them beyond clips used from the previous films.
Docked out
they look like news reports.
I think it was you, Mick, mentioned it before, that there was like little clever references in like the animated series for the Marvel stuff. Might have been like the X-Men, you know, like on the sort of screen in the background you see like a web catch some rubble and stuff like that.
I'm thinking more along those lines. 90s.
What
they can say is that that's doing the rounds on the internet at the moment, and Marvel's actually come out and sort of denied it, is that one of the actors in the film, in the TV series, apologies, is J. August Richards. Now, you might know him as Charles Gunn on Angel. Now, he's cast in an unspecified role in the pilot, and when they were asked, you know, is this going to be Luke Cage? Because, you know, they put two and two together. He seems to be a strong character that can jump and catch people and run off quickly. Obviously, being black, it sort of screams Luke Cage. They've come out, Marvel, and they've basically let the executive producer, Jeffrey Bell's, come out and said, you know, not necessarily, I mean, we're going to draw from the comics, but Marvel is its own thing. We're also not going to be expanding forward in this world. It's a difference since the Avengers. Since I think that there will be people showing up, some from the Marvel Universe and some not. And they've said basically he's not going to be Luke Cage, which is a bit of a shame, because I would really like to see Luke Cage character. As well, I think what's going to happen is this series hits and it plays out and everyone's going to go, who we're going to see, who we're going to see. It'd be interesting to see who we're not seeing. Is it might give an indication of what we're going to see on the film. For example, I don't think we're going to see an Ant-Man, because we know the Ant-Man film's coming out. So if we don't see a Doctor Strange in this, does that mean he's going to get his own film?
I would still class him as quite a major character for Marvel. Maybe he's not as much as, obviously, your Iron Mans and your Spideys and stuff like that, but he's definitely one of the, sort of, I would say, more well-known ones. I mean, I'm not a massive... sort of follower of the Marvel sort of comic universe, but I'd certainly know Doctor Strange at least as well. It would be really nice to see even just like little background, you know, Spidey swing past just in between the gaps in the buildings or something that.
But you're not going to see that because only the cartoon rights and the comic rights that own your Spider-Mans and your X-Mens and your Mutants, you're not going to see either on the Marvel films or it's Marvel TV show, which is not going to happen. Unless, I know Fox has took on Mark Miller, which...
Yeah. Oh, wow, cool.
Adam's a big fan of there, with, you know, Red Sun and such like.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass. He was taken by Fox as a liaison between Marvel Studios and Fox. The reason for that is because, obviously, Marvel Studios, when they started, bring a lot of their comic writers in and say, look, what can we do for the open universe? Because these guys live and breathe it. Fox never did that. It's when he has a writer, he has a character, we go and sort something out. It shows a good indication that maybe Fox is getting on the old money train.
Definitely.
Whether this would have happened before or after Disney taking over is another thing. But I think Disney's going to be more of a case of, no, Fox, we're not interested, go away. It was heavily rumoured, it might actually be in the DVD extras, I'm not sure, that Osborne Towers was supposed to appear in the Avengers film. Now,
yeah, I heard about this.
Amazing Spider-Man. But it was just going to be referenced in this, and that was supposed to be their way of saying, look, we're going to start not seeing each other's characters in the films, but we're going to show that this is an extended sort of universe between the two. But that was dropped for whatever reason. Personally, I think Disney probably won't have anything to do with it. They're too big to care.
Yeah. I think at this point in time, we've got so much money, I don't care about your extra money, because we've got all the money.
So, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's coming out at some point soon. Very, 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 very excited.
Tell me impressed.
Right, and that's it, guys.
Sweet.
Let us just stop this recording. Done, and that's it. So that's the first podcast done. I think that went really well.
Yeah, so that, man, definitely get that up, Nick. Even if it's like shit, just still put it on YouTube or whatever and just share it with us, because I really want to hear it.
To be honest with you, I'm gonna put it up anyway because I want one to listen to it on my phones. I want one sort of, because I think we should listen to every podcast we do, because from a personal example, I can go, I've talked too much in that bit. I talked over too many people.
Yeah.
Next time we do it, I need to keep more of an eye on that.
Yeah, cool. Totally agree with you, mate. But also as well, top success. And Skype's surprisingly easy once it fucking cooperates.
Chris, did you record any of that as well, mate?
Poor thing, man.
Just in case.
It ran for the full 45 or so minutes that it was there. I've literally just clicked the close button and it's disappeared now. So. I'll probably play it back anyway once we get off here and have a listen to it anyway, just in its sort of basic form.
Yeah.
Because, I've got to listen to myself.
Kanye West ego.
Let's make sure that's in there.
I don't think it went really well.
Cool. But, gents, it's been an honour and a pleasure, but I'm going to go and get some goddamn food because I'm starving.
Yes. No problem at all, Adam. Thank you very much, mate, and we'll speak tomorrow at work.
Yes, certainly shall. Speak to you soon, lads. Take care.
Thanks. Chris, can you do us a favour? Can you go and see if your file's there? Because I've got a file, but then I've got some temp files I haven't taken.
Yes.
And I'm a bit concerned that it hasn't recorded.
I've got Pyroboy plus unknown. Right, so okay.
I've got a problem here, Chris. I think this hasn't. Yesterday you said that the file didn't show up straight away, did it?
Yeah. There's three files here on my thing. But like I say, these all seem to be us fucking around from before. But like I say, I mean, if you think about it, if it's processing all this, 40 minutes of stuff, that's sort of a good 30, 40 meg of information. As I say, it may take a while.
I think that's a good point, because I'm a bit concerned there that we've recorded that and nothing's...
I'm pretty sure it has. Tell you what, I'm going to hang up the call, because I wonder if maybe that's...
Might be what kicks it off.
It's been recording, but... the call's still active.
Aye.
You know what I mean?
I'll edit it now, mate. I'll call you in a second.
Neighbour.
Oh. Yeah, cool.
What we'll do is move on now. Obviously, our bread and butter on Trailer House is the Facebook group where daily we post movie trailers, gaming trailers, and also anything from TV as well that comes up and is brand new. What we'll have a look at now is we'll see what's been popular in the last 7 days. Now, you guys don't know what the top three of each is at the minute, so I think you'll be quite surprised at it. So we're going to do TV first. This one is probably slightly easier. At number three is the S.H.I.E.L.D. teaser, which is not the 6 second one, but the 35 second one. At number two is Arrested Development season 4 on Netflix, which I'm personally very excited about because I love that show.
Yeah.
And if you can bring back Arrested Development Netflix, you can bring back Firefly. It's all
bring
I've
it
seen.
Back. I don't joke about new episodes, you swines. I saw you do it.
And number one of the TV show, go on, take a guess. I bet you can't guess in a million years.
Oh, the TV shows?
Was the most watched TV show this week that we've posted.
Ah, right, okay. I thought that would have went under the whole Arrested Development with it being a TV show, but on Netflix kind of thing?
Nope. Arrested Development was number two. The main the main trailer that we've seen today with 122 views so far is the S.H.I.E.L.D. main trailer.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So the 35-second and the 3-minute one are both in the top three.
That's true. To be fair, the entire top three would have also included the 6-second one, but I thought I'd give something else a chance and left that one out.
Yeah. Literally, people can't get enough of that S.H.I.E.L.D. Goddamn love it. Goddamn love it.
On to gaming now. At number three, it was Bureau XCOM Declassified.
Yes, cool. Definitely looking forward to that.
One I'm personally looking forward to because I'm a massive XCOM Enemy Unknown fan, so I'm
really upset by this, guys, actually. That trailer, like, obviously when it went up and stuff and we had a look at it, I preferred the 2011 version of, like, the...
Yes, I've got to agree, like, with you there, Adam.
The crazy monoliths in, like, the first person, like, sort of backyard.
I think that's still been part of the game, but they've, rather than it just being outright first person, they're bringing in the squad player. So it's going to be more like, I think, if I said Band of Brothers, like that sort of thing, like you'd move your guys, but it's not going to be as in-depth.
It's not going to be as strategic as, say, XCOM Enemy Unknown, where you take turns, like a turn-based game. It's going to be like Band of Brothers, where you go, right, use flank left, and I'm going to just stand here and wail on them. Personally, I'm very interested to see the sort of setting. I quite like that idea of the early 60s, late 50s suburban America. Which you never normally see, because normally they'll just lob you into New York, and then, you know, what you've seen 1,000 times.
Yeah. We think in co-op with this, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I think it'll be all bells and whistles for it, to be honest. I would imagine as well it'll be quite an, like the XCOM at the minute, it's going to probably be quite hard to find. They're not going to ship, like, millions of copies. They're going to ship a really good amount of copies, make a lot of profit on it, and the game's going to be hard as sin to try and find, you know, when you're looking secondhand. Number two on the list is Lego Marvel. Who doesn't like Lego games, and who doesn't like Marvel, therefore?
Me. I don't like Lego games.
What?
I don't like Lego games. I just don't like Lego games. I'm sorry. I just don't like Lego games.
Right now, on this first podcast, you've listened to Lego. Now understand that Adam has no soul.
Yeah. I don't care. Give me some real Lego. I don't want this digital faggotry Lego. I don't want any of that. I want some real Lego. No, seriously though, I know they've got the charm, but there's not a difference enough in the games for me. They are essentially the same game with a story tacked onto them, or like a skin tacked onto them, like Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, Harry Potter, Star Wars. It's all exactly the same, because there isn't a real story. We know the story because we watch the films, so it's just like a skin. You're buying a 40-quid skin for exactly the same game.
What's going to be interesting, this is because obviously it's a Lego Marvel game, all the rights for all the characters are in this, so you're going to have your Spider-Man fighting alongside of Iron Man and stuff. I mean, personally, it's going to be a fun game, but I don't think it's for a serious gamer. It's for, you know, it's for kids. Or for kids who've got kids, you know, that kind of thing.
For the parents that really want to joke that their kids want to play but don't, themselves.
What's really... The next one, number one, which I still can't get my head around, the one that was the number one gaming video of last 7 days, had the same amount of... Sorry, if you compare Lego Marvel and XCOM together, you've then got the result of the number of views for War Thunder, a trailer that showed absolutely nothing.
There's metal. There's metal in it.
I hate to... Where they go, here's a teaser trailer. You're shown as what? I don't understand. It's either Battlefield 4. He has some tank tracks. Can you show some people shooting? What am I going to be playing here?
Yeah, cool. I mean, I didn't even need to watch that trailer to understand what the hell was going on, because it was essentially, nobody knows. And then that was kind of it. So I was like, all right, okay. There's literally no point. I won't learn anything.
Check out our sweet textures.
What's even better is, in the description for this trailer I posted, I went, this trailer shows you nothing. And it's still got the most amount of views. Yeah. Overall, out of all of them, including the TV, gaming, and movies, this came second. This was the second most viewed.
Bizarre. We just completely like negated its existence up until now. Has it been really, really like closely followed by everybody, and we just haven't realised?
We must just be so out of the loop with it. We'll have to be in the description.
Yeah. Welcome to the Thrill House podcast, guys.
Moving on to the movies now. Number three is Gravity. Which is a Sandra Bullock spins in space film.
Ah.
At number two, a personal favourite of Chris's, I know, is going to be Despicable Me 2.
Yes. Yes. Do love the Minions. Do love them. Cracking film. If you have never genuinely watched Despicable Me, seriously check it out. It's absolutely amazing. Brilliant. You know, there's jokes for grown-ups, jokes for kids. You know, I mean, the Minions by themselves is enough entertainment, especially for young kids.
It's DreamWorks doing this, isn't it? Despicable.
Yeah.
I've got to admit, I'm a big fan of the DreamWorks stuff. How to Raise Your Dragon, How to Train Your Dragon, even.
Yeah.
I don't even know the name. And also,
just that film. I watched it by accident, like around about Christmas time. Oh my God, Jesus! It's all the feels, all the feels.
I went to watch that as a 31-year-old grown man, and I came out of the cinema going to my wife, I need a dragon. I need a dragon to work on a dragon. There's nothing more legitimately cash money than going to work on a freaking dragon, and I need to do that.
Yeah.
And I was upset that that wasn't the case. At number one, the most watched movie trailer this week, which was the third most watched overall, another one I can't get my head around, is what looks to be the horrendous Gallo Walkers, which is what
really?
Clearly the love for Wesley Snipes, I underappreciate what that truly means to people.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know what I love about Wesley Snipes, right? Wesley Snipes went to prison for tax evasion, right? Then Wesley Snipes came out of prison for tax evasion and then immediately committed tax evasion again, right? And then went back to prison, right? That's literally the stupidest criminal plan ever. What I'll do is commit exactly the same crime because they won't expect me to do that again.
The last thing I'll do.
Yeah. No, Snipes, no. The last thing they thought you'd do is actually pay your fucking taxes.
Maybe it was a mistake. Maybe like he went in and went, look, generally, I didn't know how to do my taxes. I'm sorry. They should have educated him in prison how to do the taxes, because when they released them, he just made the same mistake again.
Yeah.
He just got took away again, just shaking his head going, I still don't know how to do it. You should have helped.
I told you.
See, the mistake you make there, Snipes, is by learning from criminals. Right? Criminals will not show you how to do your taxes, right?
Anybody won't. It'll be criminals. Right then, remember, podcast listeners, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and Blogspot. If you look in the description underneath this very thing you're listening to, be it the YouTube video version or the SoundCloud version, you'll see all the links to all the descriptions below. So it's goodbye from Chris.
Yo, bye.
Creepy. And goodbye from Adam.
See you a bit, guys. Chris, you're the creepiest man I know.
And it's good for me, and I'll see you all next week. Bye bye.
See you later, guys.
pretty much already done.
What, a 1940s prostitute?
I don't know, I was going to go older, like 1840s, but I'll put fuck it, 1940s, why not? Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the episode zero, the episode zero, for fuck's sake, Michael. There we go, you ready?
Yep.
Hello and
welcome.
Oh, you fucked. Here we go, are you ready? In five,
okay.
Four.
Shake it out.
Actually, I'm sitting here physically shaking it out like it's a bit of a such a BTA. Right.
Go for it.
Hello and welcome to episode zero of the Trailer House Podcast. The reason it's not an episode one is just to see if we can Right, again. I'm getting a drink of water, wait there. Fucking panic on you.